Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, if anybody is writing a history book, and they're writing a history book as we are unfolding and making history, somebody would be reading the passages going, well, we should have seen it. We should have seen it coming in 2023. We should have seen it in 2020. We could have easily seen World War III unfold. We could have easily seen what was going on with China, what was going on with Putin, what was going on with our economy. But nobody's saying it now. Everybody's kind of keeping their heads in the sand. And I'm looking at this, maybe it's because I've read a lot of history and I've studied a lot of history, but I'm looking at it as we are right now on the paragraph or chapter that is a turning point. When you look at, oh my gosh, you know, this, so many things led to World War II, so many things led to World War I, so many things led to Vietnam. We could have stopped it doing this, 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 and this. I feel like we are right now in June of 2023 on that page, on that paragraph, where we could change it, where we could fix it. This is the paragraph where we say, oh, if we just intervened right here, we could have stopped it. And no, it's not happening. Doesn't matter how many of us radio hosts or TV personalities speak out about it. It's just happening. And so one disaster that we're facing is our economic disaster. And our economy is going to be a disaster because jobs are going to be replaced by AI. We have an aging population that is relying on public funds. And we don't have enough young people putting money into the system or young people working or young people being independent and productive. And here we are with a headline saying today's 21-year-olds are less likely to be financially independent than in 1980. That is disastrous. That is one of those key pieces that needs to be reversed immediately. And I don't see it being reversed. I see it going the other way. According to a Pew Research Center study, they say young adults are reaching key life milestones later than they did 40 years prior. Adults who are 21 years old are less likely to have a full-time job, be financially independent, live on their own, get married, have a child. Pew calls these the five-sided markers of adulthood. They say depending on the milestone, the gap between 21-year-olds and 2021, which was their most recent year with data, versus from four decades ago in the 80s, was fairly significant. In 2021, only 39% of 21-year-olds were working full-time. Back in 1980, 64% were. In 2021, 25% of 21-year-olds didn't rely on their parents for financial support. Back in 1980, 42% were financially independent. Now, it could be because more young people are in college, although we're seeing a lot of people forgo college. It could also be that rent is too expensive. It could be that what I did in the 90s, where I lived with absolute strangers, rented a place in someone's backyard, a little casita. Maybe it's that people aren't doing that anymore because they don't trust strangers. Maybe it's because the average person doesn't have as many friends because most of their friends are online. So they can't move out and become financially independent because they have to pay for the whole apartment or the whole house they're renting? Is it that the average job just doesn't pay enough for people to pay for what they need? Is it because the average 21-year-old isn't just about paying for food and rent and maybe the power bill, but they also need a cell phone? They also need cell phone coverage. They need internet, computer. So if our 21-year-olds, and then that would project to later our 25-year-olds or our younger young adults, are not working full-time, then they're not making tax dollars, putting money into the tax system. They're not paying the payroll tax, they're not paying the taxes on the money they're making. So we have less tax money going in. They're not then able to buy the things that we need them to buy. They're some of the biggest group of consumers. You know, the older individuals are saving money, but the people that buy are the 20-somethings. Looks like they're not, because they aren't able to be financially independent. If they're not having kids, then they're not going to be producing more taxpayers or people that are being productive in society. That's a problem. If they wait until they're 35 or 40 to finally get married, they might only have one kid, as opposed to the larger families having multiple kids. All this is a big change, and it's going to lead to a financial crisis later. And so this, like I said, I mean, we're seeing the writing on the wall. There's a 21-year-old, and I told you, youth is wasted on the young. Our 5-6-year-olds could be doing a lot more than we have them do or give them credit for. Our young kids, I mean, you know, anybody that's owned a farm, they'd say their kids were milking cows, we're sowing, we're plowing the field, we're doing chores. The average young child at home is watching videos and at home, and but you know, why aren't they being productive? You know, there's a lot of things these kids could do that they're not doing. I told you, high school should end at the end of sophomore year. And then junior and senior year could be an associate's degree or a trade. Everybody, by the time they're 18, should be able to be self-sufficient. We're not doing that anymore. There are people post-high school still living in their parents' basement. Well, I can't find a job, or the jobs don't pay enough. And I told you, as a parent, I haven't kicked my kids out of the house because I think rent is ridiculously high. So it's a snowball effect. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I think we really underutilize is music. Now, I understand I'm a talk radio host. And I love the fact that many of you are listening to me talk as opposed to listening to music in your radio. But I still think you should have music a part of your lives. From the psychological aspect, I think music is amazing, which is why sometimes I sing to you guys on the show. But the type of music that helps you psychologically is good music. So that's why I haven't really made an album yet. I'm still working on it. But remember we spoke about a year or two, how music can help you sleep? How there was a study from the University of Sheffield that found that people who use music and listen to music, such as Perfect from Ed Sheeran, I found a love for me, that one, can use it as a sleep aid. In this study, they looked at 651 respondents and they found 62% used music to put themselves to sleep, whether it was classical like Mozart or Chopin, pop like Ed Sheeran or Coldplay, or rock, ambient, techno, other things. So music can help you sleep. A neuroradiologist back in 2017 found that music can appeal to an individual by connecting a default mode network in the brain, and they found MRIs to be able to see this. They also found another study from Helsinki found music to affect the receptors of dopamine, a neurotransmitter involved in mood. So another theory finds that music can distract one about thinking about your day, reducing stress hormones, epinephrine. Well, now we have a study of the songs that may help. Again, Ed Sheeran's Perfect, back on the list. But Spotify has compiled a list of the world's 20 most relaxing songs to help soothe the soul. They analyzed 76,000 tracks selected by Spotify users for their most chilled public playlists. And Ed Sheeran Perfect and Thinking Out Loud was on the list. John Legend, Surf Mesa, Coldplay. So a lot of these artists seem to have that benefit. Now, there's also other composers, instrumentalists. Some you might recognize, some you might not. But the 20 most relaxing songs were Perfect from Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, again from him, All of Me. All of Me. I think that's the one, yeah. Say You Won't, Let Go from James Arthur. Tumsi Hi from Pritam. I Love You Baby, Eileen. Surf Mesa, Yellow from Coldplay, The Scientist Coldplay. Someone You Loved, Louis Capaldi. Saibo from Sachin Jigar. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Another Love from Tom Odell. Photograph, Ed Sheeran. Barashine from Anuv Jain. Can We Kiss Forever from Kaina. Song of the Times from Harry, Sign of the Times from Harry Styles. Better Together, Jack Johnson. Where Are You Now, Lost Frequencies, Rapta. I don't know. I hope I'm getting these right. Anyway, there's, and it's interesting because I think there's, I could think of a lot of songs that are, you know, from my childhood, that were hits, that were, what was that one? Was it 38 Special? If you believe in the power of magic, it's all of that. Don't Answer Me. That's the one. Don't Answer Me. That song I thought was very soothing. I loved Unchained Melody. There were, gosh, there's been so many songs that I think, and basically it's not that you have to go and use Spotify songs or use, but you need to find a song that you like. Now, for me, I do listen to music on the way to work. I might listen to talk radio at night, might listen to talk radio on the way back, but I need to get pumped up. And what I do is I use a lot of dance or music, pop or rap, something with a good beat. I just need that to energize me. And I do use music. I didn't realize why, but I just, like, if I want to hear a song, if I want to hear something, I pull it up and I play it. And I notice for me, I think there's certain artists, Janet Jackson, for example, a lot of that music, if I'm tired in the morning, if I listen to a song from Janet Jackson or Def Leppard, I'm a big Def Leppard. If I listen to Def Leppard, I'm awake. And so I think the take home of this is you need to have, let's say, playlists. And if you don't have playlists because you don't like to buy the songs and you like to just YouTube them for free or however you do it, have a list of go-to. So if you're tired, what's the list of songs? And it can't just be one or two because a lot of times you're sick of the song. Like, I can't listen to that song anymore. I found a love. I mean, I've heard Perfect so many times. It's been so overplayed. It's a beautiful song, but so come up with some other songs. And a lot of times also you'll have a thought that's in your head that you can't get out. Somebody said something mean to you, or there's or then get a song that has a harmony that you like. You know how sometimes you can't get a song out of your head? Well, get a song you like that you don't mind if it's in your head. And so you need to have different subject matters and go-to songs. Songs to wake you up, songs to help put you to sleep, songs to get bad thoughts out of your mind, songs to make you want to dance and exercise. My playlist for working out is much different than my playlist when I'm in the car, when I'm, it's, you know, your workout songs are going to be other songs that help you work out. And it's okay. And don't be embarrassed about it. You know, one genre I love, and I know a lot of people are embarrassed if they you say they like this, but I love barbershop quartet. There is something about the harmony. It's got to be about the last note. I can't listen to the whole song. But some of these final barbershop quartet notes are just fantastic. So if I need a sound in the back of my head sometimes, I'll listen to some barbershop quartet. I love the blues. I love but I have to be in a certain mood for it. I love rock. There's a lot of things that I'll go to. Love songs are nice. Yeah, but sometimes I don't want to listen to a sappy love song. But there are certain rhythms that these songs, and by the way, don't think that music producers aren't thinking about that. I mean, you know, whoever's writing Ed Sheeran's music, I think knew gosh darn well that there was a certain beat, there was a certain frequency, there was something that was able to get people to want to like that song. It isn't just about lyrics or the beat. It's about how they could play on our senses. And I think the next, how AI is going to be taking over the music industry. And AI is going to figure out what song do people want to listen to? What sort of sound do they want? And they're going to make the next hit song. Or multiple hits. And I don't mind AI doing that. I like the music industry. I want all our industries to still make it. But I think there's a lot of underutilization of music and medicine. And when I hear that people are living on Ambien and sleep aids when there's a song they could listen to that could help them fall asleep, I'd rather you listen to the music. I think music is so therapeutic. So, it's a game. It's an industry. They're making money. There's certain things, you know, Drake even got some credit for, I think, having a song that's relaxing. Billie Eilish, there's the John Mayer. I think Bruno Mars has a song, When I Was Your Man. That's a song, although he does have a crescendo in there. Sometimes if there's a chorus, if a song with a chorus can sometimes wake you up. So they have to be very, very careful when they design it. But, one song we keep bringing up on the show is the Staying Alive song, or another one, Bites the Dust. Why do we keep bringing that song up? Because it has the beat that equates to what you need to do when you do CPR. So if you're doing chest compressions and you're trying to come up with the speed at which you need to be doing the chest compressions of 100 a minute, Staying Alive, Staying Alive, that beat, or Another One Bites the Dust. And that beat is what you could sing in your mind, don't say it in front of the patient or their family, while you do chest compressions. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court agrees that Alabama's latest version of congressional districts violates the Voting Rights Act. The 5-4 decision means Alabama must redraw its 7 congressional districts. All the smoke in the air around the Northeast may start dissipating tonight, but it won't come soon enough for some airline passengers.
This is the first time I've worn a mask since we had to for the pandemic.
The air quality is really bad. My eyes are burning. I can feel it in the back of my throat.
A lot of flights are being delayed thanks to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. The man who led the Coalition of Christians into Politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson died at his home in Southeast Virginia this morning. He was 93. A new Gallup poll finds 38% of us in the USA say that we are socially conservative. Rich Johnson, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I think it was a year and a half ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, I was in California. I was at the Port of Los Angeles, and I sent you guys some pictures of how the port looked. And you saw all these vessels, these ships piling up. In fact, there were storage containers in random places around the city, in parking lots, because there wasn't enough room, and there was all this backup, and it was a sight to see. Well, apparently we're being told that we're seeing another buildup as there's more maritime supply chain issues. We're being told, and this is now in 2023, there have been delays in processing vessels at terminals at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, One shipping expert told CNBC that current vessel wait times are, quote, breaking normal, and a stressed maritime supply chain has not seen since the COVID peak is back. That could be a typo there. Gene Sirocco, the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, said on Thursday morning in an interview that the situation has improved, but cargo is not moving normally. Now, you know, we thought that we kind of moved a little forward, but I remember nobody ever said that the supply chain crisis was over and fixed. We still had issues with baby formula last year. We've still had short supplies, medications, if you notice. A lot of medications are still on short supply. I don't think it ever got fixed. The Department of Transportation and the Biden administration are said to be closely watching the developments at the West Coast ports. Trade groups from retail to manufacturing are warning of economic damage, asking the Biden administration to step in. They say the number of vessels due to dock at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach is increasing as labor slowdowns at West Coast port terminals have impacted supply chain operations. Also has affected trucks, railways, ocean carriers. Remember, our rail system has had some issues, you know, after there's been multiple derailments and issues such as what we saw with East Palestine. And so if you could have, you know, when it comes to a supply chain, you could have the ships come in perfectly. You could have even workers at the port, but if you don't have people to take the, which was what kind of happened back in 2021, 2022, where there weren't enough truck drivers. You could have the supplies come in, but if there's nobody to unload them and nobody to take them off the port, it's stuck. And I told you one issue we had in terms of truck drivers is when people stayed home and were out of work, and marijuana was legalized, there were many individuals that, you know, embraced marijuana. And you can't get your commercial driver's license if you have marijuana in your system. So I think we lost a lot of drivers and a lot of supply chain workers as a result of that. So on Wednesday, six vessels were delayed at the Port of Los Angeles. Two vessels at the Port of Long Beach were at anchor on arrival. They were unable to interface with the port operations, according to the vessel update. Data from marine traffic shows that vessel problems are shifting from isolated to more pervasive. Over the past 2.5 months, average wait times at Anchorage in L.A. were between a half a day to 1.5 days, with service time averaging 2 to 5 days. So what these ships want to do is come in, unload, load up with other supply, and leave. They say for some vessels, they're now occupying fine space for as many as 9 days. So they say this indicates we've broken past the normal and are back into a stressed maritime supply chain. So one of the vessels that was waiting to enter the Port of L.A. on Wednesday was the MSC Zhongming, whose journey has been documented using CNBC supply chain heat map data provider marine traffic. Apparently there's a map. And they said it was an early example of how the spike in labor issues at West Coast ports was beginning to hit ocean operations. The vessel was carrying products including tires for Tesla, IKEA furniture, Trader Joe's food, European wine, porcelain tile, and granite slab. It left the port of Oakland on May 31st. It was later seen circling for a day before the vessel was due in L.A., but when the vessel arrived, it was turned around and rescheduled to arrive later in the day. At the Port of Los Angeles, the CMA, CG, and Lyra has been in dock since May 31st. Well, it's already June 8th. So other ships have been sitting there docked. And so when the vessels go off schedule, it delays new arrivals, other deliveries. And what happens? Well, that affects our supply. When it lowers our supply and we have more demand, exceeding supply, it raises prices. So not good. They need to get their act together. National Retail Federation issued a statement earlier in the week urging the Biden administration to intervene in the ongoing labor talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the West Coast ports. The National Association of Manufacturers issued a letter to Joe Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg describing the current port situations as closed, or significantly disrupted up and down the West Coast and needs the administration to step in. See, they should have been involved before it even happened. I'm not exactly sure, and it could just be Pete Buttigieg is overwhelmed because there's so much that the Department of Transportation has to oversee. But come on. All right? You know, COVID, and I don't want to say this from a pathogen standpoint because COVID is around, and we do have COVID, but the COVID crisis lockdown stuff is over. And here we are 3.5 years later, still struggling. That's a cluster. And I, as a physician, when I hear that people can't get their medications because of supply chain issues, I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, this isn't 2020. This isn't 2021. So we'll see what happens, but that's something that we're watching. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked me about this, and I'm very, very out of touch with what's been happening in terms of the Nord Stream pipeline and all that. But apparently, which is a little confusing, is when the Nord Stream pipeline exploded and it affected Europe and our gas prices went up and Europe's fuel issues exponentially increased in terms of their woes, it was assumed that this was something that either Putin was behind. Well, now we're being told, and again, I don't know what to believe, that the CIA was aware of a Ukraine special operations team plan to blow up the Nord Stream gas pipeline. Now, this was supposed to be done without the consent of Vladimir Zelensky. But leaked documents indicate that an unnamed European intelligence body told the U.S. spy agency in June of 2022, 4 months after Russia invaded Ukraine, that Ukraine military divers reporting directly to the country's military commander-in-chief were planning to blow up the pipelines. Now, the pipelines were attacked. It did affect Europe, and I think Europe is blame got shifted everywhere. I think even America got blamed for it. But this could definitely turn the tide of the enthusiasm to help Ukraine if Europe feels Ukraine caused this region-wide emergency, cutting off crucial supplies of energy, and it wasn't Russia, but it was Ukraine. That could then affect support for Ukraine in this war. And it's so I haven't been following it. I understand that this is a big twist. And even a bigger twist that U.S. was aware. So I'm just as confused as you all are. If you know anything more about it, let me know. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the debate still continues. How safe are these food additives, such as artificial sweeteners? Well, we're being told that Splenda, that has sucralose, might not be as healthy as we thought. I mean, I've never thought this stuff was healthy. But they say sucralose, the chemical found in Splenda, has been shown to cause damage to DNA, with the potential of raising the risk of cancer and causing leaks in the gut lining. This is according to a study from North Carolina State University. Now, Splenda is used as a sugar substitute in thousands of foods, beverages, desserts, and candies. The product contains 1.1% sucralose made by, I don't know who the Tate and Lyle in the UK. But the study published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health and being reported by Fox News found that a metabolite of sucralose called sucralose 6-acetate is genotoxic. That means it breaks down the genetic material that makes up DNA. Well, that's not good. This is according to Dr. Susan Schiffman, senior author of the study and an adjunct professor at North Carolina State University. When DNA strands break and are then rearranged and repaired, that can increase the risk of cancerous cells forming. In addition, both sucralose and sucralose 6-acetate were shown to cause damage to the tight junctions that hold together the intestinal barrier, leading to, quote-unquote, leaky gut. Now, leaky gut is problematic because it means toxins that would normally be flushed out can get into the gut, get absorbed into the bloodstream. We do not want any chemicals doing that to our body. The researchers conducted 8 separate experiments to measure the safety and risks of both sucralose and sucralose 6-acetate, which is a chemical byproduct of sucralose, and is considered an impurity. They said an important point is that even if the contaminant, sucralose 6-acetate, is totally removed from sucralose products, it is still generated by bacteria in the gut. Now, other studies have shown a wide range of adverse effects, including dysbiosis, which means damage to the good bacteria in the gut, alteration of blood glucose, insulin, and people are thinking, well, because it's non-sugar, it's safe. Michelle Rufenstein, a New York-based heart health dietitian, was not involved in the study, said she's not surprised. She said in the last couple years, we have been seeing more and more research studies pointing to the inflammatory nature of artificial sweeteners, primarily impacting the gut microbiome. She recommends avoiding sugar substitutes as much as possible because of the association between underlying inflammation, oxidative stress, and cardiovascular disease. And I told you, I think, you know, a lot of these diet drinks and a lot of these products make you even more hungry. You know, people will say, gosh, you know, I had a diet soda, but I get so hungry in a couple hours. Well, that's because these sugar substitutes are so much more sweeter than sugar that your body readies insulin. And when the insulin realizes there's no real food or real sugar, whatever sugar is floating around, it quickly sucks up because it's got, you know, it's all dressed up and nowhere to go. So it works on your current sugar, and you start to feel hypoglycemic a few hours after drinking your diet drink. Sucralose and other sugar substitutes are considered ultra-processed foods, or what I like to call fake food. This could increase one's cardiovascular disease, increase one's risk of diabetes. So the problem we have is we have a epidemic and a fascination with sugar. And mind you, I love sugar. I have a sweet tooth. And so when we want to finish a meal or get rid of the fish taste or the vegetable taste, put an exclamation point or some punctuation on our meal, we go to sweet. And we've been told sugar is bad, sugar is bad, sugar is bad, and it is. We overeat our sugar. That people think, well, then fine, I'll just do diet. Okay, we need to get rid of all of that. And, you know, with people saying, well, I'll just eat low-fat products instead of fat products. Well, low-fat products are still not healthy for you if you're buying something that says low-fat but it's high in sugar. So, same thing with smoking. We're getting people off smoking, but they're vaping. Kelly Johnson Arbor, a medical toxicologist and co-medical director of National Capital Poison Center, looked at the studies and said, although artificial sweeteners like sucralose were promoted as healthy alternatives to sugar for decades, improvements in medical technology have allowed scientists to perform more extensive testing on these chemicals. The results of these shows that these compounds may be associated with significant health effects, which is basically echoing what we just said. So long-term exposure, long-term, I mean, you know, if you're of the mindset of, look, I go to the movies once every few months, and I might drink a diet drink once every 3 months, I don't think it's as big a deal as those of you that are drinking a diet drink with every single meal. That's a problem. Now, the FDA first approved sucralose in 1998. It approved the chemical as a general purpose sweetener. Now the council, the Calorie Control Council in D.C., is calling into question the reliability of the new study. They said this study was conducted in a laboratory environment which cannot mimic the complex mechanisms of the human body, even when human cells are used. But as far as I'm concerned, if it's showing that it's doing something kooky in human cells in a lab, then, you know, come on. I think that's enough for me. Especially since people overdo it. Again, if this was something that was really a once-in-a-blue-moon thing, I see people where they are using this stuff in their coffee every single day. Okay? You shouldn't be trained to drink coffee black. Shouldn't have milk. Shouldn't have sweetener. If you're drinking coffee, it should be black. Now, I've drunk black coffee. I don't really like the taste. I don't really drink a lot of it. And I have tried to make coffee more edible, but by the time I use the creamer, by the time I use the sugar or the sweetener, I'm like, you know what? I don't know why I'm doing this. So rethink what you're doing. Rethink what you're putting in your body. I'm not saying all artificial sweeteners are bad for you, but you cannot be on artificial sweeteners every day. I don't trust that they're healthy enough. I think we're going to be in for a very, very rude awakening. And I think we're going to learn that we might have been doing more damage than not. In fact, there's a lot of debates on whether some of these could be behind some of the pancreatic cancers we're starting to see rising, some of the rise in diabetes, obesity. Now, we were just talking about the supply chain issue and medications. We're being told that we continue to have an ongoing shortage of cancer treatment drugs, carboplatin, cisplatin, and they say it's forcing American doctors to delay or modify cancer treatment plans. Now, carboplatin and cisplatin are crucial, and oncologists and pharmacists are now scrambling to try to find alternatives. And these medical facilities are overtaxed. Now, it could also be we have more people with cancer these days. But they say a survey released that 100% of the 27 affiliated centers said that they're still able to treat patients. But for carboplatin, the number drops to only 64% of centers that are able to keep up. 20% report being able to continue, but 16% report treatment delays. And we don't have time to delay. If you have cancer, we need to treat you right away. And these medications are used for lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, leukemia, lymphoma. So we got our work cut out for us. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.